Fifi, Fab and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Fab and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
101.9. This is the Fox.
Now, boys, something alarming happened in the bedroom to me the other day.
Yes.
No, wrong kind of alarming. Right. No, quite alarming. So,
Foxy's big night in. You know, had to change the comp.
I was lying in bed the other morning, and I woke up, and the first thing I do is I grab my phone. So I grab my phone, and I was just sort of scrolling through it, and then my arm, like it was like I'd been bitten by something. I it was like a bee sting on my arm. I went, ow, what was that? Sort of flicked the phone off. And anyway, then I put the phone down. I went, I don't know what that was. Anyway, I thought, you know what, just try to go back to sleep. So I just rolled over. I don't know what, because it was like
it was like 5 a.m.
and I went, oh, you know what, just put the phone down. I don't know what that was, but I'll just go back to sleep.
Treat the bite.
So I was lying there and then I can smell smoke. And I'm lying there going, what's burning? It's 5 a.m. My house is dark, quiet. No one's up.
In bed.
I don't know. And I sort of went, I'll just, maybe it's early and I'm not thinking clearly. So I kept going. And I'm like, no, that's definitely smoke. I can see the smoke. So there is a fire in my bedroom. And I looked down on the floor and I went to pick up my phone. The phone was like red hot and the cord was burning.
Oh.
Look, I brought it in. My
charger?
Phone charger. So when I'd Cook held itself. The phone, yeah, look at that. It's wow. all warped and burnt.
Mate, if you had got zapped and burnt, you could have sued Apple. Well, made heaps of money.
Well, what I realised was that was red hot. Remember, I thought, because I went, what was that just bit me?
Holy
it
crap.
Wasn't a bite. It was my phone charger was so hot, it had burnt my wrist.
Mate,
and then
it's swollen there.
Yeah,
that's,
smell it. Yeah, it's a did. Fire.
Whoa.
I've got to ask, 13, 10, 60, has this happened to anyone else?
What blew up?
Like,
I've been on fire a couple of times.
To phone, because isn't that, that's dangerous. That's by the
mate,
bed. What if I'd been
this
fast
This is awful,
asleep?
Mate. This yeah. could have got, that could have burnt your house down.
I know. That's why I'm wondering, is this a thing? Has it happened? Does anyone know what happened? I'm too scared to charge my phone. Like, I'm not kidding. I always charge the phones by the bed, but I don't want to charge anything by the bed anymore.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. No, I'm definitely okay. I just
hopefully
unplugged
it's not a
it.
Short in your. When was the last time you had your electricity stuff, your power boards, and that looked at?
Don't know. Well, that's what I mean.
Probably
is it that?
Sparky to look at that. I reckon.
Do you think?
Well, that's what I would do.
Thank you.
I've got a trade background.
I mean, 13, 10, 60. I am interested if anybody has had that happen to them, knows what it is. I mean, how close are people to having fires by their bed with phone chargers?
Oh, gee, now you've turned it into a bit of a current affair.
I know.
Thanks, Tracy.
I won't. Well, I started to think maybe I'm not watching enough of Current Affair because is this
Neighbours
a thing?
From hell.
Maybe this is a thing.
You've always mentioned how much you love sleep. Now, after you got burnt by your phone, you did say, oh, I was just going to roll over and go back to bed.
I know.
But then I saw smoke.
And I smelt it.
Mate,
but now
do you
I
have smoke alarms?
Yeah, I've got smoke alarms.
Wow, it's
but that was
dangerous.
Right next to me, and that's the only thing I'm worried about now. I don't want anything charging by the bed, no. And I didn't know whether this was a thing. I don't know if anyone can explain why that happened. Sort of a community service announcement. Maybe we all need to know how to not have phone chargers start, you know,
oh,
fire
that's a
up by the bed.
Question: is it a proper Apple one, or is it one you buy from the servo?
Oh, see, I wasn't even going to mention company names. I mean, that is, it's
well,
an
tonight. You got an iPhone. Everyone
but no
iPhones.
One knew that listening.
Well. What they do now.
Yeah, that's in a that's,
proper one.
Yes.
Wow.
Proper, yes. It's proper.
No, because you can buy the other brands that like servos that are like
oh,
heaps
no,
cheaper.
No.
That have got the same cord.
No.
Do you know
no,
what I mean?
No,
so I'm just saying it might have been one of
yes.
them, but it's not. It's no. the duck's nuts.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Got to get on board with my phone first.
How
Linda
are we?
In Williamstown. Hi, Linda.
Sunlight. Hi, Fifi, and how are you going?
Yeah,
hey,
good,
hi.
Linda. Do you have you ever had phone charger set on fire?
I haven't, but I'm a school teacher and we got notified that the big chunky some of them are actually faulty and catch on fire.
Oh, wow.
So we actually had to recall all of ours and get new ones.
Ooh.
So I would possibly take that back and they will should give you a new one for free.
Yes, I will be taking that back. Do I have to stand in the line for 2 hours outside
yeah.
the shop? Because that's annoying.
Make a booking, maybe?
Yeah, I might try that.
Just ring up and
next
say it's
year.
Boxy.
No, I'm not. That would never happen. Thank you, Linda. Joe from Murriduck. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Yes. Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Joe. Have you had something catch fire?
Yes, not the apple. It was a heater cord. It was only like a month ago. Started smelling something and it was smoking. And I've got two wooden steps and the kids noticed that the cord was hot and the cord had it sort of burnt into the step a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, so lucky we were home and caught that. Sometimes we do leave it on. But I was thinking that it's possibly that there's too much power going into the one switch or switchboard that can cause a lot of heat.
What else have you got plugged in there?
We've got a few things. Like it is on a power board. Could the power board be the problem?
That's what I said before.
I'm just happy we've turned this around on the fee. Now it's her fault.
No, but hang on. The power board has six slots for... So then it should be able to cop all that charging, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it should.
Yeah. So it's still not my fault.
You've got your generators, you've got your floodlights, your cameras.
Yeah. You're charging a Tesla.
17-acre house out there. You're bloody using so much
power. Small weather board.
No wonder everything's burning.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Fev, it is happening. Melbourne is talking about this. Everybody's trying to decide, can he do it? I am speaking of Fev's massive mark.
Fev's massive mark.
Only 6 weeks ago, Rob Gronkowski of the Patriots, the NFL player, broke a world record. He caught a football dropped from a helicopter hovering 182 metres above him. That is now in the Guinness Book of World Records. You, Fev, said, I reckon I can do that.
Easy.
So, my friend, next week we are heading out to a 17-acre farm and you are going to stand beneath a helicopter hovering 198 metres above you and mark a football. This will
break. Easy, Boxy.
You keep saying easy.
I actually watched it last night. Alex is like, let me watch it. So, he got it on YouTube. The ball goes really quick.
Yeah.
It's I didn't realise how quick it went.
And it'll probably go faster for you.
Yeah.
Because it's being dropped from even higher. But, small difference, underneath that ball is not some bum, Rob Gronkowski.
What an idiot.
It's Fev.
Super Bowl.
It's the loosh. It's the big dog about to break a record.
Now, Fev, we're all behind you. Melbourne's behind you. The media have gotten involved.
They have. They're all over it.
And not only that, you'll love this. Betting companies are getting behind this, and we are joined now by communications manager at Sportsbet, Richard Hummerston. Hi, Richard.
Good morning. Unfortunately, the punters are not behind you, though, Fev.
Oh, no. Richard, tell Fev what's going on. What are the odds?
Well, we priced up a market. We opened you at 250, Fev. We had to put you at the 275. We have not taken a single bet on you to take a mark. Oh. Unfortunately, well, to drop the mark, you've been absolutely piled into. 100% of all bets are on you to drop this footy, Fev. But we have opened a market. If they were to replace the footy with an Uber Eats bag, you're $1.05.
Oh, Hummer, that's not very nice, Hummer. Hey, I might have to get on because that 275 will get smashed into a dollar. Mate, this is easy money.
You'll back yourself.
If you've got a little $20 note somewhere, chuck it on at 275. Mate, it's nearly triple your money. Boost it.
Well, can you let the punters know? Are you going to take it in the Dukes or are you going to just a chess mark?
Nah, I'll be chess marking it.
Well, that might change things. But as I said, at the moment, if I was to give you any advice, the amount of cash that have come you on to drop this pill, that price is just going to come further and further in. You could jump at $1.05 to drop this ball, Fev.
Richard, is this just for the first attempt or... Oh. Yeah, there are a few attempts.
No, this is at any stage during the day.
Yeah, amazing. I've got an hour. I've got an hour, Richard, to do it.
You've got an hour. We'll open up a market on how many fingers you'll break as well.
Yeah, I reckon that's $1. That's $1.01 to do that. I think I've just got my first bet. Josiah's got on the sports bet.
I just jumped on with a 20. Gamble responsibly, of course.
Yeah, chucked a little 20 on me. So that 275 is going to come into about 265, I reckon.
Well, Richard, we love this. We'll keep across it. So we're aiming to do this at the start of next week, weather permitting. It's all locked in. And hopefully, Loosh, you will have broken a world record.
Mate, the record I want to break is I'm going to break that record and I want me to become favourite in this little thing because this is disgusting. Fev, not to break the highest. Come on. I used to mark the ball for a living.
I know. You're the winks of catching the ball.
Richard. Come on, mate.
101.9, The Fox.
Fev's still trying to break down my time. I said I had a rare bit of time off yesterday, as in I left the house. My wife's 37, almost 38 weeks pregnant, and Charlie is a tiny little hurricane. He's running around creating disaster. Aww. But I'd ordered something online for my office studio at home, and I decided to pick it up in the city yesterday. It was just some microphone boom arms.
Does it fit on the bike?
No. Well, that's the issue.
For the podcast, obviously.
But yeah, for the podcast, mid-flight brawl. But I've got to have stuff in. I'm just adding stuff into this office studio. And I thought yesterday, Charlie's got about half an hour left in his nap. I've had a little 20-minute kip. I'll drive into the city and I'll grab it. This store's on the corner of Little Burke and Elizabeth. Get into the city. I thought COVID times. We're back. I thought there'd be no one in the city. I thought it'd be like I Am Legend. I could just do a sideways handbrakey just in the middle of Burke Street Mall, hop out. It was rammed. The city was rammed. I drove around for half an hour, couldn't find a park, ended up just calling the shop and saying, I'll pay you to just send it to my house.
You didn't even get it.
Didn't get it.
Oh, no.
Just cruising around the city, every park, undercover, packed. Rooftop parking, packed, 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 packed. Just drove home. Charlie had just woken up from his nap, and Luch is like, where's your stuff? I said, it's still there. I called him, it's going to take 5 days now. I just couldn't be bothered. I don't know if you've ever gone so far to get something and just go, nah. I did it last year at High Point for Christmas shopping. Went in, too many people. Nah, I'm out. I'm going home. Now, Fev, you're staring at me. You're very interested about this time, my time management.
Well, you said you had an hour to yourself.
Yes.
Which I find staggering.
Well, I've got 2 hours. Charlie has a nap.
Yeah, well, you've just used 20 minutes yourself to have a nap.
Yeah.
That's your own time.
Power nap, yeah.
Yeah.
While he's napping.
Yeah. That's your own time, though. You could probably do something in that between that time. You don't need to sleep during the day. You're not a child.
I do, because I'm running around with Charlie, and then I work at night.
So what else? Yep. You work at night.
I do stand-up comedy.
When was the last time?
I haven't done it for a couple of weeks. That is true. Podcast stuff at night, booking
tour
stuff.
So hard you only get 1 hour to yourself.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
Like, it's hard because I've got to run around with my son all day.
It doesn't count, though.
Luch is sort of written off at the minute with the 37 weeks pregnant. So I've got to be on Charlie. I've got to take him out to the two park runs yesterday. He's insane. I can't slow him down.
No.
What do you mean?
Just say, no, son, chill, bro.
But then what?
He's Paw Patrol.
I can't watch telly. Give him telly. He's two. I can't just sit him in front of the TV.
Yeah, you can. I've got a two-year-old. My two-year-old sit there for 3 hours and watch TV.
I think that's where you get your free time.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
There was a wager, a bet made last week.
Mm.
You, Fev, have been suggesting for a number of weeks now that our good mate Tommy Little.
Yeah.
Was going to be on Celebrity MasterChef.
I'm not really good on the pun, am I?
You're not doing a good job at the moment. Tommy has been all over his socials making food for the last four or five weeks.
Flat stick.
Yeah, and but
you had a theory about that as well, Fit.
Yeah, I did. I thought that he would be cooking. I don't think he's actually cooking it because there's three plates all the time, but I don't know.
Anyway, so we had Jock on.
I'm pretty flat.
We had Jock on the other day, and you and Jock had a bet. The cast of Celebrity MasterChef was announced yesterday. No Tommy Little to be seen. And now the winner of that bet is very happy to join us. Jock's on Frillo. Hey, Jock.
Feels good.
Feels good, does it? Well done.
This is a delightful moment for you, Jock, and for a lot of us.
It's, you know, some might say triumphant. You know, I'm just intrigued. What's in the menu, mate? What is on the menu?
I'm just worried about the insider trading because you're betting when you're probably new, so that's probably illegal. But anyway, we won't go there.
And the bet, we should point out, the bet was whoever lost would cook for the other. Now, Fev, you have to cook for Jock.
And Jock yesterday, geez, he was quick. I think they released the MasterChef celebrities. Within 30 seconds or a minute, I got a message from Jock on my Instagram saying, hey, mate, what's on the menu? And I hadn't seen that the cast had been let out, so I was a bit flat. And I just wrote back to Jock, and we all know, we've all watched MasterChef. Jock has a shellfish
allergy,
which he had 3 EpiPens to get rid of that the other week. So I said, ha ha, real sarcastic, ha ha. I'm ready to go, Jock. You might not want to eat it, but I'll have a crack, mate. I'll start with a prawn lettuce wrap with a nice little dressing for entree, followed by a lobster with a little twist for dessert.
It's just not nice, mate.
Ben doesn't take losing well, Jock.
No, but yeah, I will.
I didn't pick you for a sore loser, Ben.
No, mate. I lost, but I still think he might make an appearance, and you were very good on your wording with that, so he might pop on, but I'll have to cook for you,
We're
bro.
Actually now thinking, Jock, because another good friend of ours, Dil Rook, is on the show. Dil Rook, Jai Singer. We're wondering, do you think that Tommy and Dil were in some sort of lockdown bubble and it was Dil doing all the cooking?
I don't think so.
We're really stretching it there. But now, that is very exciting. We're looking forward to Celebrity MasterChef coming up. But obviously, MasterChef continues Sunday night, 7:30 on Channel 10. What can we look forward to this Sunday night, Jock?
Look, I think it's just more antics. But, you know, as normal, somebody goes home. It's one of the favourites. It's a big night. And I think it's... Everyone had pegged this person as a dark horse, and it's the end of the journey for them this Sunday. So, yeah, it's a big one this Sunday.
We won't want to miss that.
Go back on.
And then,
no, you don't want to miss it.
Should we set some dates for this? Because Fev, I'm worried he's going to try to weasel out of this. And
No, there's no weaseling. Let's do it properly, right? I'll come in the studio. Doesn't need to be too heavy duty. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to take a light-on snack edition of a 3-course meal in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh God, no! I'm going all out, Jock. I've already worked it out. I'm gonna have like a pork mince, ginger,
there's
onion,
electric,
capsicum.
There's an electric fry pan there. That's it.
Hey, bro. I'll bring my mate. I've got people. Don't worry. I'm gonna have my with a bit of soy and honey sort of dressing, and I'm gonna cook it up in a lettuce cup for an entree. Mm. Then I'm gonna do you a nice eye fillet roast, seasoned with roast veggies. That's the main.
Yep.
And I'm going to make the gravy in that myself. And then for dessert, we'll all chip in for dessert, I reckon.
What?
We're a team.
Oh, will we?
Will we? I don't want to enjoy the meal.
I don't make sweets. I don't know how to make sweets. And you're the cupcake queen.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to get busy trying it. Yeah. I mean, Jock wants the treat.
Go to Demix. Heaps of recipe books there for desserts. Heaps.
I did potato mash for the first time last week at the age of 34, Jock. So I might help out as well.
How'd you go?
Smashed it. Mashed it out of this world.
It was actually sweet potato mash. Jock, I think that's not real potato mash.
It's not.
Good, thank you.
It's so much easier to make a sweet potato mash than it is a normal one.
You're kidding
me. So I was thinking, Jock, maybe if you're up for it, because I'm cooking, that maybe we can get some listeners up on the Fox Famous Rooftop.
You're going to cook for the listeners
and
too.
We'll cook and we'll have them sit down like a proper MasterChef show. We'll have
I
them sit
love
down.
This.
Can we do
Let's
that?
Do so, it.
Might be a bit hard with the COVID, but we'll wait a bit. We're not going anywhere, but
okay.
No, we're not going anywhere. So are you suggesting that people actually give you a score? They're going to judge
you? Yeah, we'll do the whole thing. Why not?
Ooh.
I don't know. I'll have a little.
Sounds good.
Something to do.
Okay, well, we'll work that out, the back end of that. But that in the meantime, Jock, it was so delightful to have you on to relish the win over Brendan
Fabola.
You won
1-0.
The bet.
1-0.
Also, a nice goal kick yesterday. I loved that.
Thanks, mate.
That made my day yesterday. I loved it.
It was just a lot of hard work, a lot of prep went into that.
The thing is, every time I've been in there, you've been trying to do that. I've been watching you kick into that hoop for I don't know how long.
Mate, I've been doing it for a while. It's hard.
That's right. People missed it. It was on our Instagram. Fev kicked
so good.
Toy football into the bin in the studio.
He's 40.
Jock and Fev are just chatting about a bin, ball in a bin.
And you can see Jock, MasterChef Australia, Sunday night, 7:30 on 10. We love you, Jock. Thanks for coming back
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
101.9 The Fox.
We are days away from a world record attempt. Brendan Fabola, Fev's massive mark. He is going to stand under a helicopter, hovering above above him, and a ball is going to be dropped 198 metres. Mm. If he catches it, he's broken the world record currently held by Rob Gronkowski, the Patriots player for the NFL. And, Feb, there's a lot on this. Guinness are gearing up. We've got surveyors. We've got...
You've all punted on it this morning.
Everybody's laying their bets. Now, we thought, you know, good friends of ours, you can catch them, obviously, on their podcast, Hamish and Andy on the Listener app, their podcast. They are famous for their segment, The Big Drop.
I know we like an incredible drop. Can I give you an incredible drop?
Drop it like it's hot. Just pulled in a hot bowl of soup straight out of the microwave, and as I turned around, the bowl slipped out of my hand, like one of the deep Luxa bowls.
Yep.
And as it slipped from my hand, the soup started to spill out. I grabbed the bowl and scooped at the same motion and caught every drop of the soup.
Incredible drops.
Yes,
now, God. We're going to speak to one member of Hamish and Andy who knows a lot about this. Andy, welcome back to the show.
Lovely to be on, guys. You're actually in the car with Beck and I.
And, oh, congratulations, new parents.
Hi, guys.
Yes.
Hey, Beck.
On our way to get a COVID test.
Oh.
We stupidly went to Sydney. What an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know why anyone would go there. I went up there for a Carlton football match, so I really don't know why.
And that was even stupider. God.
Yes. Yes, you've got the full family.
The family. I want to talk about Feb's drop, but I kind of want to talk to Beck about
first.
Henry.
Yeah, talk to
Beck,
about the dog. It was beautiful.
How cute is she?
She's unbelievable, guys. She's super small, although Andy made a big mistake during the week.
Okay.
He told me that she was 12 weeks old.
We have to go back to the drop.
She's actually 8 weeks.
Yeah,
so we've been telling everyone she's older than she is.
I thought she was 12 weeks. I thought someone told me that, but she's actually 8 weeks old, so we might have vaccinated her a little early. But, vaccines are better these days, isn't it?
Yeah, go and get her the COVID jab while you're at it.
Don't worry, like humans, you want to say you're younger when you get older. Like I say, I'm 40, but I don't want to be 40. I'd like to be 30. It's a good thing. Start them early. Now, back to the big drop,
right,
Andy, big drop. Now,
yes,
I'm a bit
so
nervous.
You and I chatted last night.
We did.
I wanted to know, you know, obviously, did you guys, have you done the math? I asked Feb this. I said, is it going to reach terminal velocity, this ball?
And I said, I don't understand what you're saying.
Andy, we haven't done a lot of that. Like, we are going to have a chat with Dr. Carl Kruzleski at some stage and ask him what he thinks. But no, there's no scientist involved at this stage.
Well, like, have you at least Googled if you caught, if you tried to catch a ball going terminal velocity, will it kill you?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I have, and I'm going to wear a helmet, but I thought if it hits me in the head, Andy, I thought, and Beck would understand, if it hits me in the head, it's not going to hurt much. There's not much there. I'll be safe. But I think I'm going to break something. It'll break a hand or a wrist or a forearm, but that's okay. I'm happy to deal with that.
Well, I mean, when a human falls, and Dr. Carl, I don't want to step on his territory, but when a human falls from a plane, the terminal velocity of a human is 190 kilometers an hour, I think.
How do you even know that?
Anyway, so...
How big's a human? How big's the fall?
Depends. So if I fell, Andy, out of the... Would it be the same if I fell at 130 kegs?
So anyway, I'm just nervous for you, Feb. Are you going to have a sighter? Are you going to...
Well, that's
feet.
I think it's feet.
I'm going to be there.
we're going to give him a heads up. The ball's coming.
But I'm going to have pom-poms
I'm
cheerleader.
I know what you mean, Andy. I'm going to watch the first maybe one or two drop and see what sort of... Because I don't think I'm going to be able to pick it up to about the 20-meter mark, maybe 10.
If he's a, I want to throw a hypothetical at you. If the ball is coming down, you watch the first one and it hits the ground. If it's embedded, like if it digs its own hole,
yes,
due to the pace at which it's hit the ground, are you still going to try and catch one?
100%.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know me, I'm not going to back out. I'll literally, but I thought. And you might know because you've done a lot of these things where it's a bit crazy. Now, I thought I'll watch the first two and then I'll go into like a little bit of a crouch and I'll follow the ball down. So I'll sort
soft
of
hands.
Fall like soft hands, not just stand there still.
Yeah.
I'll go with the motion of the ball.
Like bending your knees if you come off the monkey bars.
Yeah. So, very similar.
When you're landing.
I want to point out we've only got the helicopter for an hour as well. Like, how many of these balls are we dropping?
Mate, we've got an hour.
Okay.
I've got 10 balls, I think, up there. So I've got one in 10 chance.
Is it Fifi's personal helicopter or is it...
No, we're using her property, the 17 acres, but we've got someone else's. We've got your chopper.
I thought I'd throw the first punch, Fifi, before it came back my way.
We've got your chopper.
I've been getting it all morning, don't worry.
The chopper he flies from St Andrews to Richmond every day. Play golf.
So, Bev, quickly moving past that.
Yes.
The other question I have is, have you got your estate sorted?
Yeah, Alex has, and they're all for it. I've got a great life insurance policy, so the kids will be looked after.
So having said that, what are they barracking for?
Death.
What a lovely note to end this on. Andy,
they've actually put the amount of life insurance on him not catching it
on Sportsbet.
Beck, little Henry, bye, enjoy family
day. I want to
talk
to Beck more.
I know, I would. I'll catch up with Beck after the show.
On you guys.
Enjoy the COVID.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, we talked about, remember the other day, guys, we were talking about, Darcy, our producer, had noticed my behaviour when I go to a public toilet.
Yeah.
Because we were in there and she watched me get toilet paper before I touched the handles, before I touched the toilet
Very
seat.
Very clean.
Now you,
I don't touch things.
You've said public toilet here. Like, it's our office
communal
bathroom. Yeah, communal.
Communal.
Public toilet, another level.
Can't trust people washing their hands.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just the germies. No, and those things don't get cleaned. Like I think, and I know our cleaners here do an amazing job. They're wonderful, but I don't think people think about light switches and door handles and the taps themselves because you don't look at them and think they're dirty. But I bet there's germs.
Oh
there.
God, yeah.
So I don't touch them. And then we were talking, I've got an article because this got released.
Are you wrapped with those news since COVID, that little, whichever company has cashed in on that, the little foot door opener? You know, that little metal?
We've got that in the boys.
Yeah. What?
There's like a foot. Have a look down. Yeah. Have a look down
have
at the bottom
one?
Of the door.
Yeah,
yeah that's like in our toilet, but you prefer to use the toilet paper. I watched you do it.
Yeah, down the bottom, you sort of flick your toes in and you can pull the door out with your foot.
I will be using that. Mm. I look forward to it.
And
well,
then that's... you'll probably throw out your shoes.
Yeah, exactly. No, well, I'm nearly at the point of doing no shoes in the house.
What
do you wear shoes in the house?
No, I take them straight off as soon as I walk in.
Oh, do you do that?
Yeah, I don't wear shoes in the house. What for?
Does everyone just say shoes
in the house? No, leave them at the front
door.
Albanians don't have shoes in the house.
No. Guys, is anyone outside?
I take mine off as soon as I get home.
As soon as I get home, off.
Do you have one of those houses, though, where you say that to your guests, too? Like, can you take your shoes off?
No, I just say, I would say to the guests, up to you.
Really?
They always say, do you want me to take the shoes off? Because there's always shoes at the front door. And they'll say, up to you. I don't care.
Well, I think I'm going to be one of those families. I like shoes off.
Yeah, shoes off. And then halfway through the day, take the socks off. I leave the socks on and then take them off halfway through to let the feet air.
Oh, okay, but that's just a hygiene issue, isn't it? I'm more talking about the filth. Like the filth that's on the bottom of your shoe, it doesn't make sense to bring it into the house.
But you said you wear them in
your house. I know, because I've never thought about that. Oh. I'm a contradiction. Wow. I'm really hygienic in some ways, but in other ways I've been letting people wear their shoes in the house.
You're bringing all the bad germs in here into that house with all the kids.
I feel like when I was at school, Nicole Roach, when we used to go to her house, that's what her mum would say. And I used to be like, I don't like this. I don't want to take my shoes off.
Yeah, any parent that forces the kids to take the shoes off, always a weird unit.
And you're not allowed to sit on the couches because they had plastic on and stuff like that. Those houses, I thought, I'm never going to have one of those houses. Mm. But I've got this article here, which is about hotels, and I've got some little things that you might need to know about hotels. So hotel employees at 5-star hotels have spilt the tea on what goes on behind the scenes at even luxury hotels. One of the things they are saying that you mentioned, Nick, is that you shouldn't use the glasses in the hotel room or really give them a thorough wash.
You
and it's not that anything bad's happening. It's just that the cleaning staff, they're stretched thin on time, and they are like they're doing rooms so fast, so they're cleaning the glasses with the same rags they're cleaning the sink and
I don't
the toilet with.
Think I've ever used a glass in a hotel?
No, gosh, no.
God no. Just use
the
bottle of water,
tea, or the cup.
Just order it.
So think about that. The same cloths are being used to wipe
around
down
the toilet.
Sinks and toilets, and they're going to use the glass. And they're saying that doesn't even change if it's $1,000 a night room.
Yeah,
you know, you think. Ooh, we're in a fancy hotel tonight. No, same thing. And the other thing I quite enjoyed was...
But you wipe down the remote, you said. You get
Yeah, I do that. You don't know who's touching it. Mate, you could go to the toilet, wipe your bum, get
Think
some poo-poo on it, and then go touch your remote control.
Using the remote.
Disgusting.
Isn't that? That is disgusting. What they're doing in bed when they're touching the remote.
Touching their...
Watching
TV.
And the light switches by the bed, wipe those down.
Scratching the inside of their legs.
Take disinfectant wipes wherever you go. Pop them in your handbag. Pop them in your satchel.
Do a, that's what,
what a relaxing
Leon
time
like
a night at a hotel with you must be. Let me just clean this room again.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101, this is the fun.